My name is Jill Marie, and I'm founder of the Serenity Vibration Healing and Enlightenment Technique. And today we're going to have a lot of fun. Today is going to be interactive. Today you're going to receive some incredible gifts from the Creator that will assist you to have the clarity to manifest that which you desire in the year 2007 and beyond. So what I'd like you to do is, if you haven't got paper and pencil, please gather those up now, because you're going to get homework today, and also we're going to be taking down some notes of things that you would like to be able to follow through with as far as new trigger processes and gifts from the Creator, however they may manifest, because this is a conscious channeling, which means that I am channeling from the Creator, and I'm consciously aware of it. I don't set myself aside as I'm bringing this information forward. I am an interactive partner in bringing forth this information. So today's topic is defining your reality for the new year. And it's kind of an exciting time, really, to be alive. And it's a wonderful time to be able to assist so many wonderful blessed beings on this world as they're completing their missions that they came here to fulfill in this lifetime, and also awaken fully to that exact same purpose. We've got lots of dreams and lots of hopes for what we may be able to accomplish. And as we move into the higher realms of expansion, we want to be totally, completely ready to be able to embrace whatever these new ideals may be. So to clear these blocks away, to be able to see the greatness that's waiting us, and actually clear away blocks to seeing how much we really can create. Because we are creators, and we've been bestowed by the Creator, God and Goddess, that is our beloved Mother and Father, with this incredible opportunity to be able to embody and create with formation energy that is just gifted to us, and we've been using it all of our lives. And so now we're going to be directing it, and today I'm going to show you how to do some really advanced manifestation, as well as preparing for what you'd like to be able to see unfold in the next, or actually in this year, and of course beyond. We want to think beyond, beyond, beyond. We have 1,000 years of peace ahead of us, and now is the time to lay the groundwork for big ideas, big, big, expansive dreams, because we can create them. We want to get rid of anything that's blocking us from being able to see this really big picture for ourselves and see us as being able, capable, and of course deserving of these blessings. So what I'd like to start with is, maybe we could call it a list, but what is your idea for what you would like to manifest in the year 2007? I know that we would all like to have more clarity, more peace, harmony, graceful, purposeful paths. We'd like to be able to have the just everything that has been in our mind to complete brought forth to the front, so that we can complete it, so that we can see it being completed and see it being birthed and made manifest. So with your list, I'm sure it must be a very, very long one. I can remember at Christmas, my son Ben used to present me every year he might as well have just brought the Sears catalog over, because it was like a 20-page list of what he'd like for Christmas. And so I think that that was a wonderful thing, and I believe that because we can have anything, it would be an incredible idea for us to make such a list, such a grand and glorious list, because we can manifest everything and anything. The only thing stopping us is us. That's true. It may feel like it's the laws of the land, and it may feel like we're being stopped by others, but truly, no one has the power to stop or block our manifestations unless we allow it. So we're going to be doing some clearing on that as well today, mainly because it's important to set the foundation for your manifestations so that they have no obstacles in their way to block you from just having the freedom to just fly. Have you ever seen skiers that ski straight down? They're adventurers, of course. They like to just, they come straight down, and then they come on this big this ski lift, and they swoop straight out, and they fly, and they're just literally flying through the air, and then they land just perfectly down below. And usually there's a bunch of people clapping because I'm probably talking about the Olympics because I don't watch a lot of television, but I have seen these things on television. And I have to say that's kind of what I'd like to have happen today, is for us to be able to take that same kind of an idea as a big mountain of beautiful, beautiful snow, so to speak, and take all the trees and set them aside somewhere else where they can beautify in another area, and make it so that, and by the trees I mean the obstacles, things in the way of being able to really pick up speed. Because what we'd like to do is make it so that we are manifesting in an instant. And if not in an instant, as we're learning and growing and building our ability to manifest in an instant, which surely is one of our birthrights to be able to do, to be able to have it be faster and faster. Because there's no reason for us to be able to take a very, very long time to manifest millions of dollars or the house that we dream, or be able to clear obstacles to being able to be in the arms of our beloved, or whatever these obstacles might be. To be able to manifest things to be easy and graceful is, of course, one of the absolute foundations for manifesting expediently. Because if we can clear away everything blocking us from being able to see the path ahead of us as clear, and to actually make it clear, even if there were trees there, we'd go right straight through them. And so, if you could just think of something that you would like to manifest for this year, if you have a whole list, please bring that out now. If you have an idea for what you would like to have unfold in the year 2007, or many ideas, go ahead and bring those into the forefront of your mind, and maybe even jot a few of these things down, because later on you're going to be able to create a bigger list, because I'm going to set you up with time capsules so that you can be able to take what we learned today and what the Creator brings forth today and be able to do it on an even more grander scale. So right now, list your desires for this year. Now, if you have long-term goals, it's going to be important for you to expand, you know, if they're going to expand beyond this calendar year, it's important for you to think expansively in ways that will support this year's goal and beyond. For instance, if you're thinking that you would really very much love to be able to build a wonderful business or start a practice that moves from place to place, and you're bringing tools and blessings and teachings to different places, and of course you want to expand on that so you can see that it moves beyond this year. So your wording will of course be important to be able to load that, so to speak, into the manifestation flow of what you're creating. We're going to work with the goals that you have in mind right now, and then, as I said, we're going to give you time capsule to use later when you have time to really ponder and divine the vision of your divine ideal 2007 and create a more expansive list. Because what we're going to do is, when you do that, and even today with this small example, you're going to be able to envision what it is that it is that you're creating. Now remember that words and thoughts are things, so it's important to master your mind this year with respect to the realities that you're choosing to support. Let's make this year the top goal for this year, to master our minds. I'm loading that into my list for this year's goal, is that I am going to totally master my mind. Another thing that I would choose to do is to speak and think consciously think, rather than just let my mouth run off. And it most of the time sounds like I really am running off, because I talk so fast sometimes, and I have all these different thoughts that are coming through. But you know, there are many times that we say things that really aren't what we would like to see made manifest. And so let's make this year, if you'll add to your list, the year that we master our minds, master our thoughts, and master our words. And then, of course, add those houses and those bank accounts and those wonderful relationships and teaching practices and all those other things that you would like to choose. Please add those to your list as well. I'm just suggesting the mastering the mind, but knowing every one of your hearts, as I do right now, because we're all connected, I know that you have this desire. Before we begin this exercise, I'd like each of you to just take a moment to connect with everyone on this teleconference at the heart. And let us just feel our etheric arms reaching out and just creating a sacred circle where we all are connected. And let us now choose in this moment to bring the Creator, God and Goddess, and all the Masters, Angels, and Guides of Light that are working with us in our soul's progression of lightness into this sacred space, so that we are working here in this teleconference and in this manifestation profile that we're creating in a space of unification with each other, as well as also the great ones that love us and are supporting our journeys. Those of you that know how to ancient breathe, I'd like you now to imagine yourself ancient breathing from your front heart chakra into the sacred circle you've created with all of the blessed ones. Just breathing into the sacred circle and building a beautiful golden sphere. And as you breathe in to the center of the circle, just place love in that circle and then breathe back. And just recognize all of these blessed ones that are building this sphere. And then breathe back in. And as we do, we ask now that the Creator, God and Goddess, load into this sphere the most blessed gifts and blessings, activations, attunements, alignments, everything that the Creator knows would benefit each of us into a special time capsule. Those of you who have no yet remembered how to ancient breathe, I'd like you to imagine, just imagine, like a beautiful sphere of light that's like a rubber band just reaching from your heart chakra into that circle and then moving back into your heart, and now moving into that circle that's building the sphere, and let yourself add to and build the sphere with your love. And now each of us just see that rubber band sort of energy light now bringing the time capsule that's for each of us that has been loaded by the Creator with their blessings specifically for us into our hearts. And just take a moment to ask the Creator, if it is in divine alignment, to have the Creator implement this and activate these blessings for us personally. And when you receive a sense or a knowing that this is in alignment, you may think or say the word yes, and it will activate for you. Go ahead and ask in your own way if it's in alignment or okay for God to do this for you. Perfect. Now, if you would like to wait until another time when you can just kind of sit back and listen or sense or feel your answer from the Creator, that time capsule will wait for you. There is no rush. Let's go on again with the exercise, and we'll continue. And anyone that would like to activate their time capsules later, it's perfectly acceptable. Now let's remember back, those of you that were participating in one of the teleconferences earlier this year, when we talked about the telescope. It was a visual focus exercise, actually. And what we did was we thought about what we were creating, whatever it is that we're choosing to create. And then we envisioned it being kind of on a little screen, and then we envisioned putting a telescope up to our eye. Now, when you put the telescope up to your eye, what happens is that all you see is what's on the screen. You don't see the in-between. And in that way, it allows you to focus on what it is that you're desiring to create. And when you focus on what you desire to create by looking at that vision at the end of the telescope, your other vision, let's say your other eye that doesn't have the eye against the telescope lens, sees everything that's leading up to that manifestation. And when that happens, and you're envisioning all of the different things, or living them and experiencing all the obstacles, let's say, that come in place as you move to the reality that you are creating, that's envisioned or is brought up on that screen, that's totally visible by your other eye as the only reality. That's the way you want all of you to respond. So if you have a vision of building this incredible business where you travel from place to place, and all of a sudden, you know, and you're bringing all this knowledge to everyone, and you see it, that's a reality, and you say, I do this, this is what I do, and then with your other eye that doesn't have its eye on the telescope, that eye and the rest of you is experiencing that the car is broken, and now you can't get to your meeting. And instead of thinking, my car is broken, and I cannot get to my meeting, and I'm going to lose all that money, or I'm going to lose all those contacts, you will not allow those thoughts, you will not allow those thoughts to hold a reality, because the only real thing is the vision at the end of the telescope. Everything else is just the steps and the pathways to get to that reality. So what happens is that you are stair-stepping your way to that reality, and so you say, aha, I'm going to fix this car immediately. And you know what? Everybody that would have been at that meeting, I'm going to be able to contact them later if it's in divine alignment. And I'm going to be moving forward even faster because my momentum is going to be magnificent. You just think positive thoughts. You think reality thoughts. You think, I've already built this thing. This incredible manifestation is real. And so if you're creating anything in your life, you want to stay with the focus of the reality. Because to focus on and say or think, oh my gosh, the car is broken. Oh my goodness, I'm never going to be able to go forward. I'm going to miss all this time, all this money. I can't afford to fix the car. All these negative thoughts are supporting the reality that you are now creating, that the car is an even bigger obstacle. And so what happens in reality, and I'm just describing this, is that your telescope vision moves out further away from you. So the key is always to look at everything in a very positive way and say, wonder why I created that the car broke, or why did I allow it? And most important of all is, did I expect it to break? Because what we expect can be created, and many times is, what we allow is created also and can be created. And so the important thing for us to always do is to look at why something happened. If it's a negative and it is in opposition to our reality, obviously it's an obstacle that must be moved, whether it's a way to find yourself a repair or create for yourself a new car that will get you down the road to your destiny further and faster. However it is, the way to get there quicker is to know support the negative reality. So now you've got your list, and that list is maybe has 1 or 5 or 20 things on it for what we're creating for this year of 2007. And what a great year. It's a year of completion. It's a magnificent year. 2007, wow. We've already begun the 1,000 years of peace. We're completing all of the divine principles that we hope to complete in this timeline. And we're moving forward to a new reality that is going to absolutely bless every one of us, because all roads lead to the completion, and ahead of us is a life filled with such love and promise. And why not practice our mastery now, because we all are masters. So what I want you to do is I want you to envision your dream for and your creations for 2007. I want you to put that vision on a screen for me. See the vision that you desire to create this year. I want you to really see it, feel it. Feel it too, because what you can see and feel or imagine, you can create, you see. And so what's very, very important is to envision the steps leading up to the fulfillment of your ideal. And as you do, we're going to have some clearing mechanisms in place that are going to load into a time capsule for you right now that will automatically clear away blocks to what you're creating for this reality. So what I have in place, once again, is a beautiful, beautiful clearing profile that has to do with your manifestation we're looking at right now. Now, as you're looking at it, as you're thinking it, as you're jotting it down, as you are preparing to claim it for yourself for this year. If you have a ranch to sell, or you have horses to buy, or you have, you know, you have a uniting of hearts that's in the wings, if you've got a relationship to move away from or a relationship to move into, a business, a retirement, a spiritual retreat, travel that you would like to see, all of these things that you would like to see made manifest, I want you to just jot those down. And because we're on a teleconference right now, just kind of jot them down, or even just in your mind say, that, and that. The Creator knows what you're thinking. And as you're putting it into that screen, I want you to envision it. Now, this is where you allow yourself some creative license. You can pretend to see the screen, and you can pretend to envision. All of us dream at night, or have in our lives, and we have seen in color, and we've seen in black and white. And so, if you will, just allow yourself to see this incredible vision of what you would like to make manifest in this year. And I'm going to give you a moment to do this, and I'd like you to not only load it onto the screen with your thoughts, because it'll just automatically do that, but I'd like you also to imagine what it would feel like to have happen. I'd also like you to see this reality as it will affect your life. Just take a moment just to mull that over so that when we do the clearing, it will lock into that reality. Go ahead now. Yeah, I don't want to make you feel like I'm rushing you, but I'd like to now have you close your eyes and imagine a screen before you. As you imagine that screen, know that on it has a clearing profile, beautiful clearings that have been loaded for you to assist in the manifestation of this reality that you're choosing. Perfect. As you see this manifestation of the clearing, I'd like you to ask the Creator, if it's in divine alignment, to have these clearing profiles loaded for you and activated. And when you receive a sense or a knowing, I'd like you to go ahead, that it's okay for the Creator to do this for you, go ahead and think yes, or say yes out loud, and the fun begins. Perfect. Now, we can start to play. I have created a manifestation trigger process for you that's going to be able to support your creations as well. So now that you have activated this time capsule, it's locked into what you've loaded into the screen. This is very important because whatever you've put onto that screen now automatically has defined clearing. This is going to clear away anything's blocking you that comes up. Now it's also going to assist you to be able to clear away random inner dialogue that's sponsored by the ego program file, which is like a computer program, has a potential to block you from manifesting quickly, easily, having these realities just activate in just, you know, an instant or a very short period of time, to compress the manifestation time, is I guess what I want to say. So basically, what you're going to be doing now from this moment forward is looking at what you have put onto your screen as a vision of the year 2007 as real. It now is real. This is no what you are creating. This is what has been created. There is a flow of creation energy that is just gushing to feed and fuel everything that is in alignment with supporting your reality that you put on the screen. And that's what's going to happen with the big project that you're going to be implementing in a very short period of time when you are set with your great big list of what you'd like for 2007. And when you activate it, it will just add to this beautiful screen that you have now. And so what I'd like you to do is just take a second and think to yourself, this is what will happen in 2007. Think it in your head. You can even say it out loud. This is the reality I am creating and is created for 2007. Perfect. Now from this moment forward, you will never think or say a negative thought that could limit the manifestation that you have up on your screen. I want you to imagine putting your left eye or your right eye, whichever one you choose, up to the telescope. And I want you to envision yourself seeing that reality in front of you, seeing it manifest in this calendar year. Today, tomorrow, as a matter of fact, the best way to set it in place is with the thought in divine timing. It's going to happen in divine timing. It's going to happen in 2007. And this is a reality because it is created. It already is created. And I'll prove it to you. Put your eye up to the telescope and see your reality. Envision it or pretend to see it. That is the only reality. It is real. Now, anything in between, once again, are the steps leading up to that. Now, as I mentioned, I've created with God a beautiful trigger process for you called Manifest. For those of you that are new to these teleconferences, a trigger process is something that once activated will be instantly triggered by a word that will, the second it's triggered, implement either a clearing or mute creation energy, whatever is written into the formatting of the trigger. But the main thing is it has to be activated as a trigger before you can use the trigger process. This specific one is called Manifest, and what could be a better name? So this new trigger process is called Manifest, and you're going to be able to use this to support your creations. As soon as Manifest is activated, it's going to be ready for use as a trigger. And after that, each time you think or say the word Manifest as a trigger, knowing you're using it as a trigger, you will be empowering the Creator and your God self to reformat seeds and foundations that have the potential to slow or stop the formation of your design for the manifestation you're fostering at the time that the trigger is activated. Now, for example, if you have desired to build an addition to your house, and you begin to have thoughts of some of your words have limiting verbiage that could block your desire from forming into reality, you think or speak the trigger Manifest, and the mechanism of the trigger will empower the Creator to mute the creation energy in the limiting verbiage, and the elements of quantum level reprogramming will begin to sweep through your life, searching for seeds and foundations that are supporting the limiting thoughts and words. And these will be reformatted by the Creator to new words that will support and thoughts, or new foundations that will support thoughts and words that will better foster this reality. So it's clearing up blocks in the past. This is a very, very powerful way for you to be able to stop creation energy from blocking what you're choosing consciously. Now, in addition, and this is a real treat, in addition, this process will call upon universal reservoirs of benign creation energy that are just sitting there. Benign creation energy is creation energy that is no being used for anything specific. It was brought forth to support some specific reality, but then that reality did no occur. And so here's all this creation energy just sitting there, and it's no being utilized. And so what occurs is this benign creation energy is cleaned up so that it has no designation, and then it just is basically banked in a reservoir. And we're going to be utilizing this reservoir to direct or just bring into reality, into your manifestation, a surge of this benign creation energy to fuel what it is that you're creating. Now, this would be tantamount to getting a grant of $1 million to fund your proposed endeavor. Creation energy from this reserve will literally flood your manifestation. So when you have a limiting thought, a negative thought, something that would block the manifestation that you're creating. Think manifest, and the creator will mute that creation energy that would have stopped or blocked your manifestation. We'll go sweeping back looking for the seeds in the foundation that supported those thoughts and reformat those seeds and foundations, and you're going to get a big surge of energy, of creation energy, that's going to support your manifestation. So this is a very, very beautiful and powerful way of making lemonade out of out of these lemons, which are the negative thoughts. So the negative thought was there, and now we take those negative thoughts, and they are muted, foundations of them cleared, and we get a big surge of creation energy to support. Now you have creation energy supporting now. Surges and surges and surges and surges of like a dam breaking and pouring in. Because when your thoughts are clear, there's nothing to block the flow of creation energy to support your reality. So this is already flowing. So you don't have to have a negative thought to use manifest so that you can get creation energy flowing into your manifestation. So this is just something that we're going to utilize if by chance a negative thought comes in to thwart your beautiful manifestation that you're choosing. Now, I want to talk to you about your desires. When you have a desire to create something, anything, and you're talking about the year 2007, we're fully into that year. Today is the 6th in America, and the 7th down under. And, you know, it's an incredible time to be alive, as I mentioned before. And we're not in here alone. We're not here living alone. We're not manifesting alone. We're living a life with other people. And those people have input, and they have thoughts, and they have agendas, and they have belief systems, and they have all of these different realities that that are supported by what they think that life would look good like if it was manifested the way they would choose it, okay? So the key now is to look at our collective manifestations, because sometimes we're creating with a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and you know, it's very common that each of us looks at the same thing in different ways. And so it's important for us to honor the way other individuals are viewing your manifestations. But it is within your divine right to claim sovereignty over your realm, as we've spoken about in other conference calls. So when you claim sovereignty over your realm, what that does is it allows you to be able to see yourself as the creator of whatever it is that you're manifesting right now. Yes, other people are fueling their part of your manifestation, perhaps, but your desire is to have it be expedient and to have it look the way you would choose for it to look like. So the key is to only allow the creation energy that will support what you're creating to flow into your manifestation. Now, the way to really, really make it so that your manifestations are pristine and aligned with your desires, as well as honor the other individuals, is to kind of see yourself as a group participant in the creation of this realm and see yourself partnering with others or with everyone in creating everything. And in specific projects, see the other individuals that are partnering with you as just divine elements of the formation of what you're desiring, while at the same time choosing to block any creation energy that has the potential to impede or slow or stop the vision that you have. So what I have for you right now is a clearing for you right now that is, well, it's now a trigger and a protocol that's going to back through your life every time you consciously desire to define a reality that would have supported your smooth, graceful progression to mastery. the formation of honoring relationships and abundance of health, vitality, and prosperity, which were thwarted by current life formatting, limiting genetic formatting, and the manifestations brought forth and creation energy brought forth by others. And what this trigger process is going to do is it's going to be loaded in those instances along with manifest. Okay? Now this trigger process manifest has the provisions that we talked about, and now we've added this little codicil, so to speak. And the codicil is that each time this is activated in the past and in the future, that the manifestations of others that are joined with your own, if they do not fit your principles, your timing, they would limit, thwart, or stop your formation of your desired reality, that it will literally stop or block that energy from entering your flow. It will allow it to continue within their flow, because we will no be touching any of their formations, but we would choose to emancipate you from so many levels of suppressive imprinting, which will allow you to then create an incredible forward momentum that will support a freedom, your freedom to easily manifest in 2007. Now the reason why this was such a very important clearing right here is because when we allow others to thwart our purpose, it sets kind of a foundation that allows that, and it kind of sets a pattern of self-sabotage and allowing others to sabotage us as well. Because we're creating our realm, so obviously it would be self-sabotage also. Because if we allow others to thwart our purpose, we have opened the door to sabotage ourselves. So this clearing is very important, and it's going to sweep through. But I'd like to add to this clearing before we do it. Because, you know, last week, and I'm going to load I Love Me. It wasn't last week, actually. It was from Sydney, Australia. So it had to have been clear back in December when we did the teleconference from Balcombe Hills in Sydney. There was a new process, or maybe it was from Port Douglas, one of the conference calls, I Love Me. And I Love Me is a trigger process that is just delicious, because what it does is the minute you have a negative thought about yourself, it automatically, and you think I love me, it clears away the seeds and the foundations that are blocking you from accepting and loving yourself and seeing yourself as the Creator sees you, and accepting, you know, the divinity in every part of you. And so, because you're made of Creator's love. And so, what I would like to do is I'd like to load that for everyone who didn't receive that trigger process before. And I'd like to also load a clearing that'll roll back to every single time you have ever looked at yourself, and in a mirror, in a window, and you looked at yourself critically, in a critical way. I also want to go back to every time that you did know love yourself. Anytime anyone ever looked at you critically, said something critical to you, and any time that you have ever had thought that someone was being critical of you, even if they weren't. It's just your perception. If you perceived some kind of a limitation and it had the potential to limit your view of yourself, we're going to have the Creator go to those moments and load I Love Me, which will immediately back then actuate and initiate clearing in those moments that will clear away vast stores of just deeply embedded limitation that just has seeded itself throughout your life. Just describing. To set a foundation for you to know, imagine yourself as invincible and capable of creating what you're desiring in 2007. Because I'm just absolutely on fire for 2007, because this is an incredible year. 2007 is a year of completion, and it is the year when we will take responsibility for every facet of our realm. And we are going to create the most incredible, incredible, incredible realities that are going to allow us to be so expansive and to be able to just create these dreamed lives that are so filled with love and promise and hopefulness. And we're going to allow that to happen. So I'd like you to make sure that you remember to use I love me a lot, because I love me, whenever you think it, after activating this trigger process, will literally lay a new golden foundation for your self-esteem, which will be really, really made manifest in a really huge way. Because most of us were not raised to love ourselves. And most of us, just describing of course, were not raised to think thoughts like, I love me, and I'm wonderful, and I'm good at this, or I'm good at that. Because most of us were raised that that was ego talking. That wasn't the way that good people don't let their head get all big and talk nice about themselves. And so what I think is really funny is that it's totally acceptable to be saying those things to someone else, but no acceptable in our paradigm, current paradigm, to say them about ourselves. And yet it's really funny, because when you say them to others, then the other person feels like they have to counter it by, oh no. And so all of this has been describing, we don't want to give energy to it, but we're going to change that, because I love me and you love you, and that is one of the first steps to allowing greatness into your life. Because the more you love you, the more you can love others and allow more goodness into your life. So go ahead now and look at this incredible clearing, this wonderful clearing with the trigger manifest and the protocol that's going to go back and do the clearing. And it's also got I love me. Go ahead and just close your eyes and look at the screen. Imagine a screen before you. Pretend to see it if it's all pitch black. Look at it and ask the Creator, if it's in divine alignment, for the Creator to implement this clearing for you. And if it is, go ahead and think the word yes. Now remember, you're listening for the words yes from the Creator, or a gut sense yes, or an inner knowing yes that it is in divine alignment. Now I have a really exciting new trigger process, actually a couple of them for you, before we move back into your homework for today. These are incredible, incredible clearing tools. Now, we have a new clearing process that's a trigger, and it's going to make it very easy for you, because everybody can use it. It's a trigger, and it was loaded into one of the earlier time capsules that you looked at. It's called Sleep Clearing Trigger. So all you're going to be doing is thinking sleep clearing. Those of you that were in on the conference call in November, where we were making a list of things that we'd like to choose to have manifested in our lives, and you made a list of those, and then before you went to bed, you did a clearing. Actually, you didn't do a clearing. What you did was you said those things. You said, I'm going to do this, 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 this is what I'm doing. And then you went to bed, and all night long, the ego was looking at that, and the brain was looking at that. And remember, the Creator gave each of us a clearing that was constantly looking at what the ego was doing, clearing away all these blocks that were being thrust into your path by the ego, using the formatting from genetic and current life formatting to substantiate these belief systems that you couldn't do what it is that you were doing. And this inspired me to make this trigger process. And we found that this is absolutely one of the premier ways to get deep, deep, deep clearing in areas that we wouldn't even know where to look. Now, in Serenity Vibration Healing, we have a tremendous mechanisms in quantum level reprogramming that sweep through and look for seeds and foundations and pus pockets of this and this and this that's blocking us and sweeping through. But you know, we're defining where it goes and what to get. And I personally have worked using these tools for many, many years, and have certain areas of my life that I just really have reached kind of the deepest part of where I could go with this clearing. And, you know, I just do sweeps looking for seeds of this and seeds of that, and I maybe get one or two programs or beliefs. And When I was in Balcom Hills with the Level 2 Mastery course a few weeks ago, we created this new process called sleep clearing, and we went to bed every night for 7 nights or 8 or 9, however long we were there, and we would think the word sleep clearing. And this is what you'll do, so please take notes. What you'll do tonight is you'll load sleep clearing by just thinking sleep clearing. Now, it's important that you use this sequence. You must say sleep clearing first, and then you begin a silent or verbal litany of positive things that you're choosing in your life. And in doing that, oh, it's so wonderful, because in doing that, what happens is your brain looks at it, and you're saying a statement, and the brain's job is to evaluate all statements, among other things. So what you do is, you'll think, I'm going to give you an example, you'll think, sleep clearing. Now that will activate it, because it's a trigger, okay? And then you'll say, I have so much energy. Today was such a great day. I had so much energy. I could have climbed Mount Sinai in 15 minutes. I just run up it. Run up those 3,000 steps. Amazing how quickly I could run up Mount Sinai. I'm that healthy. I'm that vital. I had the most wonderful day. All of my food digested magnificently today. Everything just absolutely just felt so good. And everybody I met today loved me. Everybody had such a kind word or kind thought. And I thought beautiful things about everyone today. And you know something else that was really neat is that my house is so clean. I'm so organized. And you know, another thing that I loved about today is that I really loved myself today. And I was meticulous in all of my business dealings. And my car ran perfectly today. And I made so much money today. I think I made $1 million today. Now, you go to bed. What happens is that your brain's looking at that and say, you made $1 million? Huh? You had so much energy, you climbed Mount Sinai. Where was I? And what? No, let me look at your energy level. No, it was less than that. Meanwhile, ego is looking at all this, and ego is scratching at his head and saying, you know, that isn't true, and hey, you know, if anything, your car is going to break next week, and you barely made $50 today. And there was 4 or 5 people that looked at you funny. I don't think they liked you at all. And you did have 4 or 5 thoughts over there about negative things about the guy at Albertsons when you were checking out. You thought he wasn't fast enough. And so ego is starting to build all these different labyrinths to prove you wrong. And the brain is looking for all these things. And the ego is looking at all this stuff. And it's substantiating the negative. Meanwhile, the creator is clearing it away. Now, there are 2 mechanisms within this clearing that are just absolutely splendiferous, because what'll happen is it'll begin to clear, and it'll clear straight through, constantly clearing away anything that ego is coming up with. It's going to go after the seeds and the foundations in the genetics and in the current life programming that are anchoring and supporting these realities that the ego is now building to substantiate negative thoughts and beliefs and profiles for the day. And what, you know, to refute what you're saying, which is a very positive statement. Meanwhile, there's another mechanism within this trigger that allows, actually on a parallel reality, that no clearing happened. Now, this is a reality that is no going to affect your sleep patterns, but it is this just a reality that allows the ego to play with this thing the whole night. Now, on one reality, it's reformatting, constantly clearing all the way through. And that's the part that's you sleeping. The other part is another division of the brain and the part of your awareness that's allowing it to play through. And the ego literally will dig back 50 and 60,000 years into your genetics to find all kinds of things. And it is a treasure trove of clearing. This is a divine clearing. Okay? So at the end, when you're about to wake up, all of these things are loaded and actuated, and all the reformatting begins and clears away those genes and genetic predispositions and programs and beliefs that the ego was able to utilize in forming whatever realities were in opposition to your very positive claims. Now, how you're going to use this in planning to, your beautiful manifestation reality for 2007 is that you're going to, every night before you go to bed, if you choose to do so, you're going to think sleep clearing. And then you're going to make positive statements about what is manifesting in your reality for 2007. So, one of the things that a lot of us added was, we're going to master our mind. And so we would think sleep clearing. I have fully mastered my mind. I have zero random inner dialogue. I only think love thoughts. I am fully aligned with my path and my purpose. Everything that's aligned with my mastery and with supporting the Creator's plan for the evolution of this world is fully intact. And I am so in love with life and in love with God and in love with everything in my life. And I am here to help myself and everyone to see the love by me just living love and just allowing that to just reflect and radiate onto them so that they can see this love and they'll think, I'm love too. Oh, this is wonderful. And I think with such clear thoughts. I only speak deliberately. I only speak love. Oh, I am such a great master. God loves me and trusts me. And then you go to sleep. Now, in the case of other things that you're manifesting that are on your list, you just say those things and you say them as their truths. And you load them and you go to sleep. And every morning when you wake up, more and more of these deeply embedded formattings and belief systems are going to be released and reformatted while you sleep. This is a tremendous gift. And if you choose to use this trigger process called sleep clearing, your life will change. Your life will change because everything will become easier. And I want you to remind yourself daily of the reality that is yours to claim and verbally support it as you speak to others. You're going to make an incredible list of your reality. The reality that you're claiming for 2007. You've got some realities that we did in this exercise today, but in your list of homework is to make a list of your desires to create a divine ideal 2007 and beyond. And then you're going to imagine the realization of these ideals and put the telescope to your eye as you did before with these that you have listed. You're going to activate the time capsule that I have made for you for this exercise that you're going to do later when you have your list. You're going to just close your eyes and say, I'm here for the time capsule for my Divine Ideal 2007 manifestation, and it'll pop up on a screen that you'll either imagine or see. And you're going to say, God, is it okay for you to do this for me? And the Creator will give you a sense or a knowing, and when you have that confirmation, you will think, yes. And when you have that yes, you will go out and you will have that telescope to your eye, and every single day and every moment of every day, you will master your mind fully by allowing yourself to only live in the reality that this manifestation of 2000 that you have created for yourself is the only reality, and everything else is just something to sweep up and move aside and transform to fit that ideal vision. And every night you go to sleep and you think sleep clearing before you go to sleep. And as you lay on your head on the pillow, you say sleep clearing and you begin to just give a litany of the most positive, incredible statements that will just start coming to your mind. And you're going to love it, and then you'll go to sleep. And if you want in the morning, you can get up and you can say, Creator, was there a lot of clearing? Through the eyes of the Creator, was there a lot? And then the rest of your homework, once again, is to remind yourself daily of the reality that is yours to claim and verbally support it as you speak to others. This is huge. I had another trigger process that was loaded onto your time capsule that you looked at earlier, and it was called expansion patch. The expansion patch is like a nicotine patch. And what it does is calibrated to mirror the next level of consciousness that you're currently in alignment with attaining. Now, the patch is calibrated to infuse your bodies and fields with a vibration of your approaching level of expansion, to create a graceful beckoning call to your consciousness to reach for the next rung on the ladder. This trigger will empower the Creator and your God self to illuminate harmonious pathways to expedite the realization of this next level of expansion. This trigger will activate a defined clearing profile that will use quantum level reprogramming to clear away the instant that there is a block to this specific level of mastery, to sweep through your expansion phase, empowering the creator to reformat barriers and blocks to easily and gracefully evolving to the next level awareness that the patch has activated. When the next level of expansion is attained, that patch will dissolve. All it is as an energetic mirror reflection of the next level of consciousness, and all the mechanisms of this trigger process is supporting that evolution. So you can think the patch right now, and a patch will load for you, and the journey will begin. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful, beautiful. So my dear ones, please write this down, the expansion patch, or if you'd like to call it, the patch. That is my Christmas and New Year's gift to you. And if you would like to be on the mailing list to receive further updates on new triggers, you don't have to be a Serenity practitioner to receive these, because you can actually receive an email with new trigger processes that are in time capsules for you. And as soon as they're activated in the time capsule, the trigger is available to you. So if you would like to receive emails from Serenity Vibration Healing with trigger processes and also updates on the conference calls, all you have to do is go on our website, www.serenityvibrationhealing.com, and click on Webmaster and send an email to the webmaster, who is Ben, and say, "Ben, I am a Serenity practitioner and I would like to receive updates on trigger processes," or "I am not a Serenity practitioner and I would like to receive these trigger processes and updates on the future teleconferences." Now, the reason why this would benefit, we need to know if you're a Serenity practitioner or not, is because if you're not a Serenity practitioner, to receive these trigger processes without a time capsule would be useless. Serenity practitioners would just receive them and they would know how to load these for themselves. So please do send us a notification of your interest, and if you would like, we can send these out to you. From now on, the teleconferences will be live on the day, just like today, but will be archived so that those who are unable to listen to the conference calls or the teleconferences at the time that they are live will be able to access them. They'll be able to access them and listen to them from their beginning to the end, and they'll be able to receive all the blessings and the clearings just as if they were on the live call. We're able, with this new system, to be able to archive up to 15 conference calls or teleconferences, and you'll be able to listen to some of the past ones. We're going to be uploading that in the next week and a half, and this will be very, very exciting for all of you that would like to have the opportunity to be a part of the next sequence. The next sequence is on relationships. January 20th is going to be on divine templates to support honoring relationships. Then we have attracting your divine mate. Now, if you already have a mate, you can listen to expand your view of the ideal relationship so you can add to the ingredients of your own recipe for love, and there are many clearings. And on March 3rd, 4th down under, we have enriching your current love relationship. This conference call, you will receive insights and advanced clearing mechanisms that are going to be divinely inspired to assist you and your partner to soar to new heights of intimacy and expression as you align with mastery principles that support human divine union and an open communication that can override the old paradigms that rigidly define the roles of partnership and intimacy. This is going to be a way to clear away these deep, deep embedded genetic and current life formatting blocks to deep intimacy and love relationships. And it will also be able to release agreements to hold specific realities into collective reality. It is my great, great pleasure to have had this time with you today, and I send you such love, and I wish you a great, happy, happy new year, and all your dreams come true. Bye-bye now. You've just been part of a transformational clearing and enlightenment telecast. that was designed to offer you a unique opportunity to experience quantum level reprogramming, many of the concepts of the premier enlightenment tool of this century. If you'd like to learn more about this method, find a practitioner, or be trained to use these mastery tools for yourself, call our office at 208-938-2722 or log on to our website at www.serenityvibrationhealing.com. And while you're there, browse through our online store where you'll find the Chakra Alignment Mist, made in a base of Lourdes water with Egyptian essential oils, which I have found to have the highest vibration known on this planet, as well as a cosmic awareness blend that was channeled from the Creator to activate a dormant master gene that's ready to be activated on this world. This blend was co-created with over 100 angelic beings that were audibly singing the names of the Creator God and Goddess as the organic fair trade shea butter, jojoba, Lourdes water, and Egyptian oils emulsified. Now, both of these products align the sacred energy body with the most glorious physical self that is evolving within this dual plane of existence. In our store, you'll find inspirational guided visualization CDs that will change your life, as well as harmonious instrumental music bearing the celestial tones that were channeled by Eloa through her harp, flute, singing bowls, keyboard, and the sounds of nature. All of these CDs have samples available, which will give you an ample opportunity to perceive the blessings that abound within these works. We're also very excited to include the celebrated works of Dwayne Briggs. His songs are both inspirational and heart-expanding. Please take a moment to listen to his divinely inspired vocals featured on our homepage and in the online store.
Many the ways all of us pray to one. Many the paths winding the way to one God. Walk with me, sister, there were no strangers after his work was done.